You know, it says we're live. I'm smiling. You know why? It's Friday. And Friday is like one of my favorite days of the week. You want to know why, David?
Why, Stu?
Because I get to say goodbye to the work week. But you know what? When you talk about saying goodbye to the work week, it's no different than the employees saying goodbye to work. I mean, I know, David, you were wondering where I was going with this intro.
No,
but it's very clear to understand that employees today versus the employees of the Industrial Revolution, employees of the Technology Revolution, and employees post-war for the last 100 years were always employees that wanted to build a better future and work harder than the previous generation. And I think that we are on the dawn of a generation that is absolutely lost. They all think they can be TikTok millionaires. They all think that everything is owed to them. And it's not even like communism, David. It's beyond communism. It is really leisureism, that money should pour in and not actually make a difference. And again, in the finance industry and owning other companies, you know, I've got to see a lot of the labor problems firsthand, whether it's employees that need jobs but can't get jobs, or need jobs for a couple of weeks to pay some bills and then want to go back on the pogie, or whether or not it's employees that, you know what, I don't work for you at your time. I come to work when I want. You know, the whole concept of employment seems to have evaporated. And I think the founder of one of the largest construction supply providers in the planet, Home Depot, hit a grand slam home run because that man created more wealth in America than any Biden, any Trump, or any Pelosi. I mean, that man had created more companies, or allowed more companies to be created via the Home Depot platform than I think any other modern American company, which include Walmart and Amazon. David, I know that you followed this article and I just got it, but
yeah, but I'll tell you, I got to tell you, this is where, you know, we're once again, we want to stay out. We said in our last rant, we want to stay out of the politics. This isn't a political statement. This is a, let's call it a perhaps reality statement. So for those of you who don't know, Bernie Marcus is 93 years old. He founded Home Depot and he took it from a nothing to thousands of stores across the U.S., Canada. As Stuart said, it really phenomenal. What he did is he changed, he galvanized the economy. This is what entrepreneurship does. This is what capitalism does. Now, Bernie Marcus today is 93 years old and he is a card-carrying conservative. He stands there and he says, I am a conservative. He did support Donald Trump. Every article you read about him says he supported Donald Trump, which it's like a badge of disgrace when you say something like that. Yep. But the man is a card-carrying conservative. And his attitude is like, I worked my butt off to build a company, to build an organization. He employed thousands of people. Over 30 years, he's donated more than $2 billion to organizations through his foundation. He has given back. He has done things. He has done things differently. Okay. I'm not going to get into a lot of the stuff about how he didn't want to give his kids his fortune. I mean, to give you an idea, but his attitude is very much Andrew Carnegie-like. And if you know about Andrew Carnegie, he was a very capitalistic mindset all behind it. And this was the American dream. Now, what his frustration is that the so-called woke people, as he called it, that's not my word. This is this is Bernie Marcus's word, has taken over the world. And essentially, what he's upset about, and this is the frustration, is that capitalism, quote, is the basis of Home Depot. Millions of people have earned their success and had success. I'm talking manufacturers. Stuart, just like you said, manufacturers, vendors, distributors, people that have worked for us, able to enrich the journey of Home Depot, that success, that's why capitalism works. He is upset at this socialist mindset that keeps being pumped out in universities by politicians like AOC, like others, who says nobody works. This is his words, not mine. Nobody gives a damn. Just give it to me. Send me money. I don't want to work. I'm too lazy. I'm too fat. I'm too stupid. Now, you may not agree with the wording, but the essence of it, Stuart, is totally bang on. Where we used to value work, we used to value making a living, we used to value owning things where, you know, I don't know about your parents, but my parents, when they bought their first home with their hard-earned working, you know, every penny that they saved, there was a feeling of pride. And today's generation wants it handed, like you said, on a silver platter. And the attitude and the mindset, to give you an idea, and I'm going a little off the parallel here, was at the same time that this article was going, the brats at the New York School of the New School in New York City, in their protests to support the professors, which is hilarious in itself, demanded that every student receive the final course of a grade of A, remove the incomplete or, you know, grade in the fall of 2022 semester, and demanded that everybody get an A. As far as I'm concerned, this world of give it to me, I don't need to earn it. We've talked about meritocracy. What the hell? What is wrong with this group of people, millennials, Gen Zs, who have considerably ruined what we valued? I don't get it, Stuart. I think it's disgusting. I think Bernie Marcus hit it on the head. I'm sick and tired of them saying, oh, he supported Trump and Ron DeSantis, and he's a capitalist and a conservative, like as if, again, that's a dirty word. Bernie Marcus said it right. Too lazy, too stupid.
You know, I got to tell you, if the narrative isn't what the extreme left want, they villainize and associate with villain. Like, for example, if someone is a pedophile, they want to relate them, or if you're related to, or if you aided in, you're disgusting, which is true. And there's no argument. But they're taking it one step further, that if you're politically associated with someone, you're just as bad. I don't want to work for you. Nah, it's not that. It's just, I want you to work for me. And I want to discredit you so that I can get all the benefits. Again, it's all about narrative-based, again, publicly slandering. And you know what? I think that the legal system has fallen behind on slander. And I think that political people should be held accountable for slander. And that's just the bottom line. I don't like your views, David Solomon, and I have the right to have that opinion. However, once I take that opinion and weaponize it that David Solomon is a bad person, well, now I made a slanderous statement out of personal opinion.
But how does this relate to these woke folk who want
to... Well, these woke folks just went and compared one of the, I would say, one of the most recognized companies of our era.
It's not a company. It's a founder. And Home Depot, by the way, just to give you an idea of how it's kind of gone away, wanted to distance themselves from Bernie Marcus, because they don't agree. You know, again, this is a little bit of the wokeism falling into play. You know what, Stuart? You know what's sucky about of all this? Like, if you look at Bernie Marcus's background, and everybody says, oh, he probably came into this whole thing as a multi-gazillionaire and whatever. He wanted to be a doctor. He couldn't afford a tuition to be a doctor. Okay, he was good enough to go to university. He became a pharmacist. And then he shifted with Arthur Blank to become, you know, to found this company in the late 70s. And this is like what you talk about, rolling up your sleeves and doing the right thing. Now imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that this guy, him and Arthur Blank, decided we're not going to do it. All right, we're not going to do anything anymore. I don't remember how many stores in total Home Depot has at this point. But think of the
first of all, he has a half a million. There are 500,000 employees, and does 151.
There's a point. A 500,000 people are earning a living directly from Home Depot, let alone, as you said it earlier, and rightfully so, every part of the supply chain, every person who's a vendor, a manufacturer. You know, a buddy of mine here goes to Home Depot regularly to buy his merchandise to go, you know, to do his work. I mean, you understand that this is what fuels the economy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sick and tired of hearing these woke folk, these socialists saying the government should just give out handouts. We saw during the pandemic what it does. It creates complacency. It creates laziness. And if you want a good example of this, please look at communist countries.
Yep.
That did this handout from the government. That if the government controlled every aspect of it, they gave you handouts. And when socialism fell in East Germany back in the late 80s, early 90s, the Russians and the East Germans said, I don't know what to do. Where's the government handout? Is this what you want from America? Is this what you want from Canada? Is this what you want from the Western world? Do you want the largest economy in the world, the United States, to suddenly become socialist and dependent on the government? I think this is an insanity. I don't think it's reality.
Nope. And David, you hit the nail, with the hammer, no pun intended. We're talking about Home Depot, nails and hammers. Again, you're talking about an American institution that bought a Canadian institution which was called Aikenhead, the green apron versus the orange apron, which was started based off of the format of the Home Depot. It went into other countries like Puerto Rico, Canada, Mexico, and I believe it is going to be the prevailing construction company so long as it doesn't go woke anymore. And I think that if you're an investor, because remember, I'm a finance guy and I used to trade Home Depot stock, and I believe it's in the book. So I cannot tell you I'm buying or selling or giving any finance advice based off of Home Depot versus Lowe's versus Lumber 84 or whatever your local, there's Ace Home Hardware franchises and cooperative. But David, I got to tell you, this is an issue that, one example, Home Depot, but I think, David, we discussed American Express last year, or was it a year before that? I mean, been going on for 3 years, David.
All these guys, yeah.
David, and again, not political. The conversation has nothing to do with politics.
But it's not that. It's not the politics. It's the mindset. Where do we want? Like, I'm trying to understand something, okay? And excuse me for my simplicity of what I'm about to do.
Your ignorance?
In order for the government to give you money, it has to collect money. Okay? It's sitting on trillions of debt, okay, which it'll have to pay in one form or another. I mean, otherwise it's going to whatever. But, as the aging population goes and requires, their pensions and they're going to need medical care and they're going to need all these things, if the government doesn't take in taxes, if the government doesn't take in anything from the economy, the government's going to go broke. And the only way it could do that is if the economy creates. In a recession, it contracts, which means we're losing money, which means it's a big problem. It's a problem. Ergo, folks, in order for us to get, we need to give. And part of the give is working. And you know what? I don't want the government to give me $100 a week and say, this is it. I'd like to live my lifestyle, or if I can, not what the government's going to dictate. And Stuart, this is what socialists want. And I'm sorry, when you sit there and you go to your Starbucks and you have your Ugg boots and your beautiful jackets and your iPhones and your da-da-da, and you sit there, government, give me, you got it backwards. On that, folks, we've reached the end of yet another week. We look forward to seeing you guys next week. And I don't know about you, but if you're among the thousands of people who are downloading our podcasts,
thank you.
We appreciate it. We love you. We thank you so much for listening to us every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. There are other recordings. We're on other shows. We're all over the place, folks. Share this with your friends. Please tell them whether you agree with us or not.
And you know what, David? I'm throwing you a loop and I'm playing a tune to say goodbye to all our friends and family, which was the formerly Iger show in Disney. But again, woke companies shall go broke. And guys, I hope you're not a part of that woke nation, because frankly, I think it's pretty damn stupid. David, quarter hour's done. I'm hitting goodbye. Say goodbye.
Have a good weekend, everyone. Cheers.